Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Since the spill, scientists from Massachusetts have been involved in studying the effects of the spill. Chris Reddy is one of them. He's a chemist and a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and he's just back from a week spent collecting samples in several states along the Gulf Coast. We spoke with Chris yesterday and asked him what his visit there entailed.
My curiosity was oil continues to change with time, so I was curious, after 1 year of being released, what did it look like? How did it handle the winter, per se? This is important because what's present in the oil dictates how long it'll last and even how toxic it is.
So tell us what you found.
Well, we're still working on the lab, but we certainly were in no shortage of trying to find samples. The oil has this kind of orange tinge to it, and in reality, often it looks like the oil came in and landed on some sand, and then sand came over it. And so in many respects, it looks like some type of, it's not completely gooey, but almost like a cookie. And you have to look really hard often to find them. Otherwise, you might pick up a shell.
Oh, thinking that it's oil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, many times we thought we had picked up a piece of oil and it was a shell, or particularly in Mississippi, which apparently they like to have fires on the beach. We often thought it was kind of the remnants of a barn fire. So you had to look really hard.
Was there a lot of it?
Well, it's a good question, because when people say that they can still see oil out there after the spill, that's noteworthy. I mean, certainly we don't want to discount it, but we certainly want to put in the context of how much that we're seeing now relative to the, let's say, 170 million gallons that spilled. So we, you know, just because we can see some oil here and there, that doesn't mean that all of it still persists.
What's changed in the time that you last saw it?
I think in these samples on the beach, a lot of the compounds have evaporated away. Likely when the tide came in every day and came back, it washed some of the compounds that don't mind being in the water away. So what you left over are compounds that don't evaporate, don't like to get eaten, and don't wash that well.
What's that tell you in terms of how long you think this oil is going to persist on these beaches?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, these samples in particular are unlikely to weather much more. I think they probably kind of hit their terminal weathering. That doesn't necessarily mean that every drop of oil is going to persist that's being found in the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, I asked the question for a whole host of economic reasons, really.
Yeah.
The first question, I think, is simple appearance, because appearance impacts tourism.
I certainly would agree, and the only thing I can tell you is my technician, Catherine Carmichael, and I often walk down the beaches amongst bikini-clad women and guys fishing, and they probably had no idea what we were doing, except that we were the only ones in long pants. I'm not trying to be cute, but, you know, where I was, the fact that we could pick up a piece of oil every 10 or 20 feet, there were still people on the beaches, actually quite beautiful beaches. But we certainly were sampling amongst people enjoying the water and the weather.
So, Chris, if I asked you the big question that's on everyone's mind, how would you respond to it? And the big question is the Gulf safe?
Well, I think the Gulf is safe from a perspective of eating food, because I have great faith in the Food and Drug Administration. Whether or not, you know, people want to say we dodged a bullet or not dodged a bullet, you know, it depends on the time. I mean, it may take a year for it to heal. It may be healed next year or a year after that. But we can't make those decisions until we have a lot of data back.
Are we making too much of that question, then? That is the Gulf safe question?
No, I think it's a perfectly reasonable question from a curiosity perspective. When we get answers to the questions that you are interested in, and many, many others, it will be a collective effort by many people using perhaps hundreds of thousands of samples and putting that all together to kind of get a big idea of how the Gulf's doing.
Chris Reddy, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Chris Reddy is a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute.